are listening to the Gorman Bear Girls podcast. We're just two girls making memories and eating our way through life together. Welcome to our table. Hi, I'm Star.
And I'm Jen.
And we are
the Gorman Bear Girls.
Hey, Star.
Hello, Jennifer.
How are you?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
I'm doing well.
You're doing well as well. Hello to our faithful listeners and to those of you that are listening with us for the first time.
Yes. Welcome to our table.
Welcome to our table.
If you hear some bubbles, let's see if I hold it up to my microphone.
Me too.
We're drinking lots of seltzer water today.
We are. Because today we're going to talk about a foodie adventure that we went on and consumed copious amounts of food, and we are really flushing our systems.
Yes, so. Because we need to, desperately.
Mm-hmm. So don't mind if you hear us. We're drinking seltzer today, and we're just...
And a lot of it.
A lot of it, yeah.
I mean, each bottle we have is what, 33.8
fluid ounces. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I've had a few of these today.
Yes, me also.
Okay, whatever.
Okay, so should we start with our evening on Saturday? Let them know where we went and what we did and what we ate?
Yeah, I mean, we're going to do more of a focus on our kind of the middle portion of our evening, but we did have a very busy evening, and we posted it on Instagram. So for those of you that follow us, you know that we started at Defer this past Saturday. We go every month to their flight club, which is really, really cool. And maybe sometime we'll be able to do maybe we could just do a podcast that's simply about that, because we have brought it up before and it's a lot of fun. We really look forward to it each month. But so normally when we go, it's just the two of us.
Yes.
And this time we took our husbands with us as well. And normally we just do, they give you four different tastings. We've had some all brand new wines. Like the past several months, they've all been things that we've not, from different regions that we've not really experienced before. And but normally we just do those with whatever pairings
they
offer.
Yeah, they pair it with some nice cheeses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and some other, sometimes some charcuterie. And it's always great. We really enjoy that. But because we had our husbands with us, and because one of our husbands has an extra sweet tooth, we ended up with four desserts while we were there as well. And that was before dinner. So
yeah. We were warming up for the meal.
We were. But so we were in the Strip, down in the Strip District in Pittsburgh. And so when we left Defer, we just walked, I guess it's like about a block and a half, two blocks down to 19th to the Pennsylvania Market. Mm-hmm. And the Pennsylvania Market is located on 19th Street in the Strip District, right between Penn Avenue and Smallman. And it like spans that whole block of space. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, that the kind of the main area to enter the PA Market is right there on 19th, but I believe you can access it from 18th as well. And this is an area that we didn't experience. It was super cold, and it's not that anybody...
We were in our Eskimo coats.
We were. And it's not that anybody was in the courtyard area anyway. I doubt anybody was sitting out there. But they have a courtyard area out there that I know when they opened, it was still kind of warm, and there were, you know... I mean, it wasn't warm, but they've only been open, I think, since like October, November.
Yeah, and this was our first visit there.
It was. And if you've listened to our podcast before, we have talked about how sometimes we are right there. We've been invited to soft openings, or we've been invited like to places right when they first open. But sometimes it's really nice to just give them a chance to catch their breath and get situated and see what it is that they're doing and kind of get into a groove before you go. I've heard, I don't know if you've heard anything different than I have, because I know we've talked about it. I had heard some people with some really positive remarks, and I heard some people with some negative remarks. I usually take them all with a grain of salt, because when you first open, it's kind of hard to...
Yeah, you never know. Yeah, I mean, we've talked about that before on the podcast, where we've tried different restaurants and maybe not had a great experience the first time. But once you give them some time to kind of
settle in,
figure out, to figure out their pace and all that, then you go back and you have a completely different experience.
Right. So we had been looking forward to going, and we went and wanted to, in our normal fashion, try several different things. And it makes it easier. Not that when the two of us go, guys, sometimes we order more food than the two of us can handle anyway, but it's always nice.
Sometimes.
But I get messages from people sometimes. How did you guys eat all of that food? Well, we didn't eat it all.
Like, yeah.
You know, just because there's an entire
plate. Yeah. But we don't eat it all.
No, we don't consume every last bit of everything. Not that we don't consume every last bit of some things.
Right.
We do.
But it has to be off the charts for us to eat it all.
Yeah. Because you can only fit so much into your body.
Well, yeah.
I mean, at some point you stop enjoying what you're eating when you're just eating for the sake of eating. You can't even really, I don't know.
Yeah, when you're over full, judgment. Things don't taste the same.
No.
Mm-mm. And by the time that night was over, I was over full. Oh, but not from PA Market, but we'll get there.
No, yeah. Yeah. Let's just say it wasn't our last stop.
It wasn't.
Oh, my goodness. So, yeah, we wanted to sample from a couple of the different places that are in there. And so we did. We ordered, I think we started with a couple of pieces of pizza from Romulus.
Yes.
And I really enjoyed them.
I did. I loved the potato.
Yeah, they had a potato and pesto that we had. And that was really, really good. It's different.
The potato was nice and thick. The mashed potato on top was very thick. And I like that. It was really creamy.
Mm-hmm. And the pesto was very good. Mm-hmm. And I really like the crust. So the pizza is a little bit different. It was very airy and it was really crisp. It almost reminded me of a really crisp kind of a focaccia, you know, in some sense. But it was
unique.
It was. I really, really, really liked it. And they brought us over. So we had that. We had ordered that. And then they brought us over the Diavola as well for us to try. And that was, I thought that was good too. Now, we cut it and we kind of each took a piece to taste it. And it's so funny. So you and I probably have a similar palate for heat, like where we can eat things that are hot, but not super, super hot.
Right.
Your husband can eat, Paul, he can eat as hot as they can make it.
Yeah.
And my husband, if he gets like, a piece of a black peppercorn, it's like, oh my gosh, it's too hot.
He's losing his mind.
Yeah. He doesn't do heat well. And I didn't really, I mean, I did have like a little bite that had a little bit of heat to it. I think Paul said like, oh, this is not at all. And Scott was like, my piece was so hot, but I didn't think it was spicy.
Yeah, it wasn't crazy off the charts. I did taste some spice in there, but it was delicious to me. It just tasted good. It wasn't over the top. But I can see if you have a palate that is more sensitive to spice, to heat in that manner, that it might be a little too spicy.
Right.
It just really depends, I guess, on who you are. I would definitely give it a try. I wouldn't tell people not to try it because who knows? And I don't know what the consistency is either, because sometimes when you get something spicy, the consistency each time you have it is a little different.
That's true.
So,
you don't know where it is, like when you're spreading it on that, like, you know, different areas get a little
because
bit
we
more
dealt
than
with
others.
That at Baco. Remember, I think you told that story. Yes. We had the mac and cheese and you said, oh, it's not that spicy. But
and then
when
we
had
got
it
that we were
night,
like, oh,
it was super spicy.
Gosh,
yeah. I loved it.
It was great.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, a little child.
I told those poor people.
With the little child.
Their little girl. This probably super spicy mac and cheese. They probably had to stop somewhere and pick her something up to eat on the way home. Sorry, guys. I don't know who you are, but I'm so sorry.
Again, it was delicious, it was extremely spicy.
It was very spicy. Yes, it was.
But anyway, the Diavola pizza.
Yeah.
Diavolo? Is that Diavolo?
He said it was called Diavola.
Diavola.
Yeah, Diavola. Because I was thinking Diablo, Diavolo.
Diablo. Yeah, Diablo.
But he said Diavola. That's what he
said.
Because I wrote it down. I'm like, oh, he said Diablo. I wrote it down. But I don't know. Maybe he said it wrong. I don't know.
Who knows? Yeah. Well,
but
if
it was
he
good.
Made it, he can call it whatever
he wants. He can call it whatever
he wants
to.
I call it delicious.
That's what I agree.
It was good.
It was delicious. And then, so from Bistro 108, I think we ordered five different things from there. So there was the Jumbo Lump Crab Cake. The 10-ounce grilled skirt steak, wild mushrooms, grilled portobello mushrooms, and then Brussels sprouts, right? That's five from there. And then from Nibbles, we did the Neapolitan meatballs, the sautéed shrimps, the pork belly, and the truffle fries.
Yes.
So, let's just go ahead up to, so Bistro 108, the crab cake, and if for those of you that have been listening, you know that we both really like crab cakes. We really do, but Jen never passes on trying a crab cake anywhere. We would have ordered that regardless of that because it's just a, it's a nice thing to try. There's a lot of different places that carry crab cakes, and theirs was very, very good.
It was excellent.
Yeah. I happen to love a crab cake that doesn't, that it's not real bready.
Yeah, we don't want bread. We want crab.
I want, right.
And it gave you that.
Right.
It
and
really
it's
good.
Not real.
It delivered.
Not real mayonnaise-y. And some people put like seasoning into their crab cakes that makes it really like Old Bay-ish. Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
It
I don't
wasn't
like
that.
No,
at
it
all.
Wasn't like that at all. It was delicious. I really enjoyed
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I would highly recommend it to anybody who likes crab cakes.
And they serve it with a pica de gallo, but they also serve it with an onion jam.
Mm-hmm.
And that onion jam, we didn't realize it at first as we were sitting there. I don't think anybody had tasted it right away. We kind of like were
yeah,
all
I didn't know
eating
what it
the
was.
Crab cake. Yeah. And then I'm like, what is this? And I just forked it and tasted it. And it was so good.
You said it was really sweet.
It
right?
was. They were like, the onions were caramelized really nicely, and it was really sweet. It was delicious. I would have just spread that on a piece of bread.
Yeah.
Or just eat it with a spoon. I'm just going to be honest. I just, you know, jar that. I'd eat it right out of a jar. It was good.
Yeah. Yeah, that dish was definitely a winner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
That again.
Then the 10-ounce grilled skirt steak. It has a peppercorn sauce on it, and I think they served that. Was there like some arugula on the side
yes.
with that? I feel like there was some arugula with different things. So I like arugula because I like the peppery kind of flavor mm-hmm. of that. But as far as the skirt steak, the flavor was good. I thought it was cooked nicely because the outside was cooked well. It still had the nice pink. It was rare in the center. So I'm not going to say that this is an issue with them. It's an issue with the cut. Like the skirt steak, it was just chewy.
Yeah, it was too chewy.
But it was flavorful.
Oh, it was. Yeah, yeah, the flavor was very good.
The flavor was very good. It was just chewy. I probably wouldn't order that again for that reason. And it was like it's a $20 dish. If I'm going to pay $20, like I don't want to have to, you know, chew my guts out to consume it. I was like, I got to never... But it was very good.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the flavor was very good, but it was just a little bit on the chewy side.
Yeah, I agree.
That was my opinion on that one. And then mushrooms. I love mushrooms in all mm-hmm. forms. And so they were about the, I mean, there wasn't anything about them that was like, oh, this is a remarkable thing to say. They were good. The wild mushrooms were good. The portobello mushrooms were good. I think it was were the portobellas also served with arugula? One of them was, either the wild mushrooms or the portobello. I think it was the portobello. The portobello had like slices of Parmesan and fresh garlic and arugula, and then it was like drizzled with extra virgin and olive oil. That was good.
Yeah.
But I'm a mushroom. I can eat a lot of mushrooms. I like mushrooms.
Yeah, me too.
And then the Brussels sprouts, which...
Yeah, I love Brussels sprouts.
I do too.
And you do as well. And I think that is a dish that we order at lots and lots
mm-hmm.
of restaurants.
If it's and on we the make menu, it home, too.
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if they're on the menu, we're going to order mm-hmm. them usually. These were a little undercooked for me.
Right. So I will even do, I don't have a problem with with raw Brussels sprouts if I'm doing, you know, if I'm going to like, cut them up real fine and throw them into a salad or something like that. But they were definitely supposed to be cooked. And I feel like what may have happened was maybe they had just rushed it a little bit or something. The cut side of the Brussels sprouts for me, and I like when I bite into a fresh vegetable, I want it to still have substance to it. I don't
want
it to
a little
be
crunch.
Mushy. Yeah, I want some crunch. But they were definitely, it was almost like they were barely warmed in the skillet. And there was no caramelization on the cut side of the
mm-hmm.
of the Brussels sprouts
right.
at all for me. I ate some of them. And again, the flavor was good. And I think that had, there was like some bacon.
Yeah.
They were cooked with bacon.
And some
that's
of
tasty.
That is preference. Somebody
is.
Else
that's
out there
right.
listening might
yeah.
love that. And
that's
great.
True.
I mean, it's mm-hmm. nothing that we had there tasted bad. It all tasted great.
Yeah, I thought the flavors were good.
Yeah, but some of that is preference with mm-hmm. how long you like something cooked and,
right.
you know, whatever. So,
yeah. So all in all, I thought that was, I mean, I thought the stuff from Bistro 108 was good. Mm-hmm. And I think that, I mean, I would definitely order the crab cake again.
Oh, yeah.
Now, there are several other things on the menu that we didn't order, and I would, you know, go back and try those things. Yeah, there were more things that we didn't get. Yeah. So I would definitely try. I would try some of the other things that they have on the menu. And then, so from Nibbles, we had ordered 4 different things, and probably the favorite, well, it varied. So, I mean, we can't really say what our husband's favorites were, because to our listeners out there, our husbands would like us to do a foodie night where we go to, like, get Whoppers at Burger King. Yeah. They want us to feature a husband's foodie adventure on our podcast. Tell us what you think about that, guys. Like,
I
to
do
our
think
listeners,
it would be hilarious.
I think it would be hilarious, too, if we let them take us to the places that they want to go.
Yeah.
They're going to do it. I think they're being a little bit, like, smarty pants about this whole thing, because they like to eat at decent places as well.
They do.
And, I mean, I'll just admit, hey, there is nothing like the flavor of that char-grilled Whopper from Burger King. You just cannot mimic
with
that
with a side
flavor.
Of onion rings.
With a side of onion rings, yeah.
Yeah, you're good to go.
Dip it into some sauce. Yeah. Clog those arteries right now. But, so we won't comment, you know, we're kind of talking about which of the things are our favorites, because they had different opinions as well. Like, my husband ate all of the meatballs, but that's a typical kind of thing for him, you know, he consumed those. But our favorite, I think, was the pork belly.
Yeah.
And what did you say? So the pork belly, it is a Chop House maple glazed Berkshire pork belly that they serve, and you took a bite and you said it tastes like breakfast.
Yeah.
Isn't that what you said?
Yeah, you can taste like the syrup kind of.
So that,
you know,
maple
glaze.
Kind of a flavor. It was, I thought that was really good. Mm-hmm. And you get a nice big piece. It's huge.
Oh, yeah. It's a huge chunk.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is a huge piece of meat. And I don't know. Some people are going to be like, you've got to be kidding me. And other people are going to be like, yeah, girl, that's right. But I consume all the fat.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of the best part, I
think.
Yeah.
You got to
eat
the fat.
A lot of people hate it. We know people that cut it off and don't want anything to do with it. It's probably better for your heart.
Oh,
but
I know.
Hey,
but it's so good.
It is good.
That's don't order pork belly if you're going to cut the fat off.
Yeah, because it's mostly
it. It is. It's mostly delicious. I took a piece home. My daughter Isabella. I said, "Oh, what did you just eat?" I like walked on. She was eating something. She said, she like kind of looked at me. I goes, "I'm not supposed to eat that." She said, "I the pork belly." I'm like, "Oh. Eat all the fat?" She's like, "I did, and it was really good." That's my girl. So I think that was probably our favorite thing. The sautéed shrimps, they were good. Mm-hmm. They were in a mustard, garlic, sherry wine, and cream sauce. And I kind of thought, I think maybe I expected that there would have been more. Like, they were, I think they were, what, like 4 shrimp in there? They were just...
Yeah, it was like a small little...
It was. It was definitely... Kind of, I mean, it's coming from Nibbles. It was definitely something that made me think, oh, you just get a little nibble. Like,
yeah.
But again, with that, I just want to say, much like with the onion jam that came with the crab cake, I could have just dipped bread into that sauce.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was good.
Yeah. We should have dipped the fries in that. We should have tried that.
We should have tried
that. We just tried it. You know, who knows?
Yeah, right? Know.
But why didn't.
Wonder why I didn't think of that. We'll have to try that again. Maybe Scott did, because I feel like the sauce was gone.
Oh, was it? Yeah, I didn't look.
And he had bread with the meatballs. So we tasted the meatballs. The meatballs were good. We'll just kind of go back to, for those of you that have not listened to previous podcasts and don't know, we're Italian girls, grew up in Italian families, love Italian food. It's hard for us to order something out that's, you know...
Yeah, when you have grandmothers that make the best meatballs on the planet, it's kind of hard to go order them anywhere else. But those were good.
They were good. You're just used to a certain flavor. But I thought that they were tasty. And they did a blend. They did beef and veal. And it was a basil tomato sauce. There were pine nuts in there. They used the golden raisins, which I love that. I know a lot of people that use that to sweeten their sauce a little bit. Some people even put golden raisins into a cheesecloth and stick it in their sauce to cook, just to like mm-hmm. kind of help to bring out the sweet in that. And they serve that with a toasted focaccia. And they were very, very tender. I thought that they were good. And they're a nice size.
Yeah.
They were a nice size for meatballs. And then we had the truffle fries, which you could definitely taste the truffle oil. And I thought that they were good. For me, I would probably order them again, but I would ask them to dip them twice.
Yeah.
Like put them back in, because yeah, I wanted them to be crispier. And I think it would have actually enhanced the flavor for me a little bit more. That's a flavor that I like, you know, and I like the crispy. They were good though.
I do too. Yeah, the flavor was really good. Like mm-hmm. you said, you can taste the truffle immediately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They were very good. I liked them.
Yeah, I thought they were good. I just think they were
a lot of them.
I did too. Of course, here's the thing. Like neither Jen nor I really do eat a lot of potatoes on it. We save carbs for when we go out. Mm-hmm. And so when we go somewhere and we've got potatoes to consume in any form, we eat them.
Yeah.
And enjoy them. So.
But I would say my favorite of the entire night was the crab cake.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so too.
I would say the same thing.
Yeah. And it was not a bad price. It was a nice size crab cake. I think it was $12. It was $12. Not a bad price for a crab cake. And I thought it was delicious.
Yeah.
Nice big jumbo pieces of crab in that.
Right. And the space is nice there.
It is. So I want to talk about that a little bit like about the vibe of the mm-hmm. place. So it's nice. That area that we were in was the second floor, because downstairs they have different, and these things weren't really open. I don't know if East End Brewing was open while we were there. I would think that maybe they were, but we didn't, you know, we weren't venturing downstairs. Our whole point was to go upstairs, order food, sit up there, enjoy the space up there. And it reminds me, I mean, what they were, the concept behind it was, the two gentlemen, I think the building owner and the manager or something of the space, they had worked in Portugal together.
Okay.
And they used to frequent a space that was kind of like kind of more of an upscale dining hall. And that's what they fashioned this space after. And it does feel like that a little bit, in that we're used to, for Pittsburghers, like going to Smallman Galley, going to Federal Galley, and that kind of galley style restaurant concept, you know, going in, changing out spaces, you know, like different people coming in, whatever. It's super, super casual. And this is a casual space, but it is more of it's considered an upscale dining hall.
Yeah.
You don't have to get dressy or anything, but it definitely has a little bit of a nice,
it has a little bit of a nicer
vibe to it.
Yeah,
in that
warm,
way.
I would say it's like a warm vibe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It just,
nice bar. Nice. There's a nice bar there. So one of the other places that is upstairs that we did not order from, because we had just come from a similar situation with the whole doing the wine tasting and having the pairings while we were over at Defer, is they have charcuterie.
Yeah.
And they have just a specific place. Now they do at charcuterie, they serve, you know, meat and cheese boards, but they do sandwiches there as well. But I would love to go back and just get a charcuterie board. And
yeah,
go,
the boards look nice.
They did. They were very pretty. And go up to the wine library. There's a wine library there. And I was trying to find out some more information about that online and just kind of how that is. So you can go into the space and tell them what you like or what you're going to be eating or whatever. And they'll kind of help you select a bottle of wine. You can consume the wine there. You can actually buy wine there and take it with you too, if they had something there, because what they're selling there are boutique wines, I think from like 70 different kind of, they have 70 different varieties that they have there. So we just ordered wine, a glass of wine from the bar.
Yeah. Well, we had just come from a tasting too.
We did. So to consume a bottle.
Yeah, that would have been too much. Yeah.
It's like all of that food and wine gets to be a little much after a while.
Right.
Right. Listen to that.
Bubbles.
Bubbles. So good.
Not champagne bubbles.
Not champagne bubbles. Definitely not seltzer water, people. Then there's some other places that they have in there too, because downstairs, I think maybe on the other side where the courtyard is. And we're saying, you know, I hate to even talk about it too much because we really don't know. We don't know about the whole space because we were just upstairs. So we'll have to go back and experience some of these other, experience and explore some of the other things. But Edgar's Tacos is down there, and I've heard good things about them.
I love tacos.
Yes. Who doesn't? And what do you love more than tacos? Nachos.
Nachos. It's my thing.
You love nachos as well. Yeah. Yeah. So it was a good time.
Yeah. And so as we had all of that food in front of us.
Oh, and we were stuffed.
We were stuffed. We said, where are we going for dessert? Even though we started the evening with dessert.
We did. Yeah. We had some desserts that they had at the tasting, but that were from La Gourmandine, which we love.
Mm-hmm. Can't go wrong with La Gourmandine. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we went to Butterwood Bake Consortium.
We did.
Because why not?
Why not? Yeah.
And ordered five desserts from there.
Four of us, five desserts. Mm-hmm. We had already had four desserts in the
We started
evening.
With four wines, four pairings, four desserts.
Mm-hmm.
So it was four wines each, four pairings each, four desserts shared between the four of us. Then we headed to PA Market.
Yeah.
Had nine plates of food. We each had drinks, and then we headed to the Butterwood. Yeah. Yes, we did. We could do a whole episode on Butterwood because it's great.
It is really good. Mm-hmm. I love the way the space looks, the way it feels in there.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
It is. It's very peaceful and laid back.
Yeah, and all different ages of people in there is what I noticed. It's not, sometimes you think of something that's a little more trendy or city-ish, and you might find younger, like millennials in there, say. But there's a large grouping of people is what I noticed sitting around us were people of all different ages, which is nice. I like to see that.
And we've been in there a couple times. It's nice, too, because what we see is some people were there, you know, I mean, they serve coffee and tea, so some people were there. It's like a coffee shop experience for them. They're going, they're maybe getting a dessert, having some coffee, and they're working. They're doing their work.
Yeah.
And then other people are there just sharing conversation with one another, and it's quiet. You know, it's even those that are talking, it's not a place where you go in and feel like, oh, I can hear the conversation of the people at the table next to me. It's just has a really nice feel.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
And all the girls that work there that we've encountered have been very nice.
Mm-hmm.
And the desserts are good.
I left my purse there.
You did.
Because I was on such a sugar high. That has to be the reason. I don't know. Because I don't tend to forget my purse anywhere. Mm. But I think because I was like putting on my big ginormous coat because it was so cold outside, and stuck my phone in my pocket and then just left my purse.
And the purse was really light. So you probably thought you had it on your shoulder and just got into the car. Of course, it wasn't realized until we were
pulling
into my house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, which is like a half an hour away.
Yes.
And they were closing in 3 minutes.
Yeah. So my son took me to pick it up after church on Sunday morning, and we got coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And we were the only people in there. I actually brought it out. We got it to go.
Yeah.
But it was just pretty. The sun was coming in the window, and I just kind of turned around and just like took it in, you know, the way it looks in there. It's very peaceful. It's a good place to go.
It is.
If you've not been there, give it a try. It's great.
It is. So in looking at some places when I go on, and they're closed on Mondays as well. Like the PA Market is closed on Mondays. I just wanted to say what their, I actually wrote their hours down so I could share that information. PA Market is open Tuesday through Thursday from 11 in the morning until 10 at night. Fridays they're open 11 a.m. to 2 a.m. Saturday 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. And then Sundays from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. And then they're closed on Monday. And I did not look up the exact hours for Butterwood, but I know they are closed on Monday and Tuesday.
Okay.
And then they're open. I don't know what time they open in the morning, if they open at 8 or 9, but they're open until 11 o'clock at night, except on Sundays they're not open that late. They close earlier. But I think that that's really nice. We've gone there a couple of times, and what we've done, it's like you go to dinner during the week. I'm sure there are other places to go, but it just feels like a different experience than, You know, when I think about going to a bakery, like when we've gone to La Gourmandine or gone to Madeline's, you know, it's this whole situation where you have to go.
You're going at brunch
early
time,
in the day.
Daytime,
yeah, because they
whatever.
Close.
Yeah.
But here you go and you get these wonderful desserts that, you know, and they're there until 11 o'clock at night. And I like that.
I do too.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
Because we like to eat a lot.
Oh my gosh. Good Lord help us.
So Sunday morning when I woke up, I had a sugar hangover. I'm not even kidding.
It's like from the wine and the carbs.
I mean,
it like turned everything to sugar.
Yeah, and it wasn't like the wine went to my head because mm-hmm. we did have water. And mm-hmm. when you're at the tasting, it's not like these huge full glasses of mm-hmm. wine or that you're even finishing all of that. But
we do.
All of that sugar.
It was a lot of
I woke up Sunday morning and I just felt terrible. Mm-hmm. I did not feel good. I mean, everything was great when I was eating it.
Right.
But my body was revolting on Sunday morning. And so drinking lots of water this week and flushing out my system.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we don't do that. We just don't do that a lot. So. Mm-hmm. I know, I'm still kind of feeling, I know we're sitting,
we're looking at each other.
Pause for a moment. Yeah, we're like, hold on, let me take a deep breath. Yeah, I still kind of feel a little bit full.
And we've said that before, like, why do we do that? Why do we get 16 things?
Because we want to try all these different things. Because there are so many places.
Why do we go to dessert twice at places we've been already?
I don't know. I don't know. But there are... there are so many places to go. And so if you don't like get a couple in one day, you're never going to get to them all.
Yeah.
And then you've got these places with these genius chefs that come up with the new ideas all the time and they're constantly changing their menu. And what if you don't get there in time? I don't want to miss out. I don't want to miss out on a good dish. So I got to make sure that I get it.
Got to get there.
Yeah. Yeah, literally, so. The truth is that sometimes this is just about us tasting something. Please, I just want to emphasize that we're not eating an entire dish all the time.
I was waiting for that.
Whatever. People don't pretend good, like you don't do this. I know. Don't judge me. I know we're not the only ones that do this or the only ones that want to do this. I don't know.
Some people go to dinner and they share one dessert. One.
But if we go and we order multiple things, okay, we have gone to dinner and ordered one dessert and shared it and that was the end of it.
And then we went someplace else and ordered something else and we shared that.
No. And then we have gone places where it's just been the two of us. Because I think the first time we went to Butterwood, I think we ordered five things between the two of us. But we tasted stuff and then we took stuff home and gave it to our family, like our husbands, our kids. We didn't eat. You know, it was giving us the opportunity to taste it and try it and share it. It wasn't as though we sat down and ate five desserts all by ourselves. Yeah. I don't think I could do that. I could not consume five entire plates of dessert, even if we were splitting them.
No.
No, my husband could.
He could.
He could pack away a lot of sweets, but no, I could not do that. No.
But it was a fun evening.
It was.
And it is fun to sort of have that progressive kind of evening where you go mm-hmm. one place and then you go to another and another.
Yeah.
We've always wanted
to
do that
thing.
With like just appetizers and then, you know, maybe a salad somewhere and then like to plan out a whole evening. But here's our issue. We can't stop. Like if we went somewhere for appetizers, we would see a dessert mm-hmm. on the menu there and we'd want to try it. And then we would get it and we would mess
that's
up the whole
it.
Thing.
It screws up the do. Whole entire night.
It does.
I know. I'm wondering. So something that's really cool. Just bring it up. Table Magazine. Madeline Quigley wrote a feature in Table Magazine where she and a couple of other girls had gone and they did this whole French fry and champagne thing.
That was a great
seemed
article.
Like it was a great article. Mm-hmm. It was great.
And the pictures were
the
fun.
The pictures
if
were great.
If you haven't
great.
Seen that, try to find that.
Yeah.
That
I believe.
Episode. What was that? 2 months
was it
ago?
December's edition? It was right around the holidays. I feel like it was December's edition.
Okay.
Yeah. Beautiful pictures. Mm-hmm. by Rose Color Creative. That's Sarah, and she did a great job. Gorgeous pictures. But more than that, it was French fries and champagne. How fun is that?
So fun.
Yeah. And they just went from one place to the next. And then to hear them talk, we've actually talked with the girl. They were conversing about it, just kind of saying, you know, it was rough. Going from one, they were committed to the night, but it was a lot to take in, you know, going from one place to the next and drinking all that bubbly and consuming all of those potatoes fried in oil.
Takes discipline.
Yeah. And they looked, they were dressed, they looked gorgeous. Yeah. They went out, they had a great time. That seems like so much fun too.
That's fun.
I mean, what would be another fun thing to do? Some creative, progressive. It is that kind of thing. You're just consuming the same thing.
Maybe somebody wants to tell us what we should do for an evening. Like, where, what should we eat? What should we drink?
Yeah, tell us what to eat. Tell us what to drink.
What should our pairing be? Mm-hmm. Give us like five restaurants and we'll hit it one night and then we'll do an episode about it.
Right. That would be a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we should definitely do that. I feel like we're copying off of them, but who's going to share that information? It's not a copycat thing. It's like,
a fun thing.
It was a great idea.
It's a great idea. It's a fun thing.
Right.
And theirs was a write-up. We're going to do a podcast about it.
Right. Yeah.
Although maybe she did podcast about it. It's possible. Did she? On Good Food Pittsburgh.
I didn't hear her say it.
No? Mm-mm.
I don't recall. I mean, I listened to we subscribed to their podcast. I listened to them. I didn't hear Maddie talk about it.
No, I haven't either. But I did read the article and it was a great idea. But we'll do a different pairing.
Yeah, a different pairing.
Although I wish I would have thought of that. Fries and champagne.
I
That's
know.
Great.
Right?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Don't give us something like quinoa and...
Oh, good Lord.
I mean, I love quinoa. Yeah. Like, we would like you to do kale and green juice. Go from place to place. Okay.
Unless
that's how I eat every day. Yeah. I don't want to eat like that when I go
Unless you want us to go to Pittsburgh Juice Company, because have we talked about them yet? They are phenomenal.
They are phenomenal, and I've been wanting to talk to you because I think we need to do another 3-day cleanse.
Yeah.
Like a 3-day juice.
Especially after last.
Oh, my God. Yeah. We're getting ready to go away on vacation to Punta Cana. We need to get our beach bod on before we get our beached whale bod on coming home. Pittsburgh Cheese Company, they are great.
They are great.
Everything.
Their cashew milk. Oh, my goodness. So good.
Yeah, and their coffee chia, like their coffee chia pudding.
Yeah.
Stuff that they make with they have their like homemade granola on that. Yum.
Yeah. Yeah, we need to do an episode about them. We need to just like hold off before we say any more and do an episode about them because I'm super impressed with what they have to offer over there.
Yeah. Very good. We've enjoyed everything that we've had from there.
Oh,
we've done the 3-day cleanse before. We've purchased just for daily consumption as well.
Yeah.
I've stopped and grabbed things just to eat. You know, if I've been down when I have to go down to the strip and pick up flowers early before I actually go to work, I've stopped on my way coming from the strip. I just shoot through Lawrenceville, stop and grab something to eat or drink on my way in. Yeah, very good. But yeah, we should dedicate maybe we'll buy a couple things and drink them and talk about them as we're having them. They're really good. But anyway, so here's what we want to ask you, our listeners, to do. Please, we're totally serious. Give us some ideas and tell us. Maybe you want to come along. Maybe there's some foodies out there that want to join in with this whole progressive, it's more of a restaurant progressive thing. We're going to eat the same thing at every restaurant we go to. Tell us what we should do.
Yeah.
Eat and drink. It's one dish, one drink. One dish, one beverage. Where are we going to go? What are we going to do?
And no, like, scotch or bourbon.
Yeah, please.
Something like that.
I know. So keep a couple things in mind. We're wine girls. I mean, we're going to talk about this another time, too. I tried some other beer this weekend
Where?
I liked. We went to 11th Hour because we went to go meet my parents on Sunday, and Pita My Shawarma was going to be at 11th Hour, and I've been wanting to try it because everybody's like, oh, it's so good, it's so good, it's so good. I was a little disappointed because he was out of chicken. He had done a girl power event earlier in the day, and my guess is that
he ran
a lot of them. Yeah, he ran out of the chicken. He told me, Jason said it sells fast, and so, but I got the beef. It was good. I really like his hummus. It's he leaves some like nice pieces of chickpea in there. It's not completely pureed down. He leaves them, and I kind of like that. I liked the texture of having pieces of chickpeas into there.
Yeah.
But he was outside of 11th Hour Brewing, and the original plan was just to go and, you know, but you can't go and sit in the brewery. I mean, how rude is that to go in and
just eat
and
not
just
order
eat and not order?
Menu. Yeah.
Yeah. So we went in, and my mom and my stepdad, they do this anyway. They'll go to a lot of the different craft breweries and they order, they just each order one beer. They'll say like one, maybe one and a half is our limit. So sometimes they each have one and they might share one.
Mm-hmm.
But then they don't actually sell a flight because I wanted to do that like we did.
Yeah.
Jen and I had done an event at Leaning Cask one time and we got flights. And I can do that. Oh my gosh.
I'm not
going
to say it. Nothing.
Oh, Lord.
Nothing. I was just thinking about how I messed up the text message the one night I called it Leaning Casket.
Yes, you did. It is the Leaning Casket. If you drink too much, this is what happens.
It's a great place.
It is.
It just makes me laugh because I did that. Because
And they're great people there. They're really great people there.
They are. Yeah. Anyway, I'm sorry. 11th
yeah,
hour.
So back to there. So I went to 11th Hour and they... And I told the girl, you know, my husband does drink beer, but he's more of like a Coors Light kind of guy. And so, like, I need your lightest beer that you have. So, they have like a Kolsch, and we got that. And there was some like cinnamon cider, which was fantastic. I would totally go and order that. It was really good. And then I got another one that was had jalapeno in it. And it was spicy. I thought of Paul, your husband, because
yeah,
I thought he's into the whole like spicy drink thing now. And it had some heat to it. It wasn't intolerable for me. So he would probably not think that it was super. He might be like, oh, you know, this isn't that spicy at all. But I feel like it was comparable in spice level to some of the like spicy cocktails that he's tried at some different places in the city. So he would probably like it. It wasn't super beer-y, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it had that. So, but anyway, we got off on that rabbit trail talking about pizza, my shawarma, and 11th Hour Brewing, but only because we're saying when you guys are going to tell us where we should go do or what we should eat and drink, just keep in mind that, you know, if you want us to make it through the night, it should be something, you know, that's going to be. I mean, like, Jen's not going to go from one oyster bar to the next because... She will eat an oyster, but she is not going to eat. She is not going to do raw oyster bar. So don't send us to raw oyster bar because she's not going to.
Now they're going to be like, well, wait, you asked
where
us.
You asked us where
and
to
now
send
you're telling us what to do. So let's just see what they
you're
tell
not
us
the boss
and then
me.
We'll decide.
Yeah. Right.
And
give
we
us
can
suggestions.
Vote on the different suggestions because
we will.
People will give us.
Instagram us or email us your suggestions for what food and beverage we should consume, and we'll do this. We'll do the middle-aged woman night of.
Yeah, maybe we'll bring some of our girlfriends along with us. We'll
yeah,
make it a whole girl night. That'll be fun.
That would be fun, and we'll have Abby, my daughter-in-law, come along, and she can photograph
she can
it
take
and document
the pictures.
It.
Yeah,
right.
She's so great at that.
So we'll do that. We're totally copying you guys. Shout out to they're not listening. I know. So Liz, Maddie, Sarah, Brittany. It was a great idea. We loved it. We're totally ripping it off. But I think people should do I think that makes for a fun night, is what I think.
Yeah.
I think for anybody to do that. I mean, and you read an article like that, I'm sure there are a ton of people that read that and thought, oh my gosh, this is gonna be so much fun. We totally need to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a great idea. It was awesome. Who came up with the idea?
I don't
Do you know.
I don't know. I don't remember if it said that in the article or not. It's been a couple of months, you know, since I read it. But I love the idea. I like to draw inspiration off of fun things that other people do.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter if we're making a meal. How many times have we added things into our meals?
Right.
Because of something that we've had out somewhere.
Yeah. Right.
So, and we've had people say that to us about hearing us, or if it's not on the podcast, people
seeing
who just know us
in
general, see pictures on Instagram and then they add those things. And it just makes, you know, it's interesting.
It was like a super compliment to me. I told my husband, he's like, Star, is that really humbling? And I'm like, it is humbling when somebody actually says something. I'm super critical of things that I do. Sure. I mean, I think sometimes, okay, I did a good job with this. But my ultimate thing when I'm doing something for somebody else, like, it's for them. Mm-hmm. So I need to feel like I accomplished something and did a good job at something. But if I'm doing it for somebody and I'm getting paid for it, I mean, it's different when you and I are working together and we're doing it because, well, this is what we like to do. This is what we're going to do. We're going to set this up. And we like feed off of each other and draw inspiration from other things that we've seen. But somebody said they saw something that we had done. And it was a girl that I had graduated high school with. I haven't talked to her in years. And she said, I want you to know I totally took like what you had done, and I did it. I wanted to do it myself. Like that she was so excited about seeing the pictures, and you can, like, you can do some of these things.
Yeah.
But she made like a little bar kind of area with her drinks, and she had it all. She had little signs and she had everything decorated, and she did the same thing with her meat and cheese area. It was a little bit different than the boards that we put up, but she did that same kind of thing, and she made little signs, and she said, I see everything that you guys do. It's so great. I thought, that's so sweet.
It is. Huh. Well, and I mean, I know that we say this a lot, but we talk about occupying the people who are occupying the seats around the table and what you're doing for them. And so she was able to bring a group of people into her house and go above and beyond for those people and make those people feel special.
Yeah.
And so if in any way we're able to inspire people to do that and to welcome people in so that people can, or take people out to a meal or wherever it is that you find yourselves with people that you care about or even strangers.
Right.
And show kindness
to
people. That is what it's all about. It really is. I mean, we can talk about the food all day long. We love to eat.
Mm-hmm. It's just a medium for.
But it's just a medium for
conversation,
for spending
conversation time.
For who we are as people and what we want to accomplish in someone's life. So I think to gather inspiration from somebody else isn't so much ripping it off, but saying, hey, it's not so much about what you did, but it's how you're living in that moment.
Like,
that looks fun. And so I want to treat other people to that same kind of fun. One evening of that. Life is short, you know?
Right.
So, yeah, that's what it's about.
Yeah, I agree. But it like made me feel like, oh my goodness. And nothing is totally original. None of us are coming up with these things that somebody else. Nothing is totally original.
Nothing new
anymore.
Under the sun.
There's nothing new under the sun, right? But yeah, so anyway, I think let's wrap up for today.
Yes.
It's been great sharing this with you. I hope you guys will try the PA market.
Yeah, go.
Really
get
good.
Get the crab cakes.
Get the crab cakes. If you try something, I mean, we're definitely going to go back at some point. So give us your recommendations of things that you liked, or if there's something that you did there or you have more information about it that you'd like to share with us, you can do that. The other thing we're asking you to do, once again, please give us an idea. What do you think? Where do you think we should? What should we eat? What should we drink? We're going to eat and drink the same exact thing all night long, probably, I don't know, 4 or 5 different places.
Yeah.
And then we'll document it and we'll share that with you. We'll do a podcast about it because that seems so fun. We'll put our own little spin on it, too. We'll create a whole theme around it. So you can do that. Follow us on Instagram at Gormandburg, GOURMANDBURGH. And you can message us there if you have ideas. Maybe we'll even throw up some questions in our story that people can share with us, too, about this night, this eating adventure. Or you can email us, and our email address is, mine is star@gormandburggirls.com. That's GOURMANDBURGHGIRLS.com. And Jen, yours is?
Jen@gormandburggirls.com.
Yes.
And if you would be so kind to rate and review us on iTunes, if you do that, that, people can find our podcast, and that's really helpful to us.
And we appreciate it.
We appreciate it very much.
Yes. We appreciate your honest feedback.
Yes. Okay, thank you. Have a great day, a great week, and thanks for listening. See you next time.
Bye-bye. See you.